talk about that. Jeremy Pastorero joins us now. Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How many years you guys been doing this?
This is the 17th annual.
And so now, when you first started, I'm guessing there wasn't 28 teams.
No, actually, when it first started, I was a grade 11 student at St. Francis Xavier, and there was just 8 boys teams for the very first year.
Okay, so you know the tournament full well. How much does it mean to the kids?
Yeah, it's the largest event at our school. It's kind of the feature event. It really brings the whole school community together. You know, it's a basketball tournament, but it's kind of a lot more than that. There's a lot of different aspects of it, and the whole school population really comes together to put on a large event. And, yeah, it means a lot to the school population for sure.
When you say it's more than just a basketball tournament, what are some of the other things going on?
Well, we have opening ceremonies, which just features our school. So it's kind of a FX has talent type of thing, where different groups of students do different performances. Some of the other events are the basketball jamboree, where there's a dunk competition, 3-point competition. That's for all the teams that attend the tournament. We have an alumni tournament, so a lot of the alumni boys and girls come back and participate in the tournament as well. And Friday is the St. Francis Xavier Day, so we celebrate our patron saint. We have a mass that celebrates that, and then we feed all the teams and our entire school population turkey lunch that day. So there's about 1,200 people get fed a turkey lunch. And, yeah, that's most of the main events. So there's just lots going on in our school over the 3 days.
Now, you mentioned some of the alumni come back. It's been 17 years. Do you play in it, Jeremy? And when you see some of the alumni, guys or gals, how much worse or better shape are they in from their basketball playing high school days?
Yeah, I do participate. Sometimes my games coincide with when I'm coaching the boys, so sometimes I miss some of the alumni games. But I may say we're the defending champs of my team right now, which is the first time we won it last year. So the boys' draw for the alumni is very competitive, and a lot of the guys look forward to it. And, yeah, definitely some of the older guys are getting more and more out of shape, including myself. So it's always interesting, that, you know. But with age comes wisdom, so a lot of the young guys think they're going to win it easily, but the old guys have the man strength and the wisdom, so a lot of times we can get by on that.
Okay, I love it. Now, the tournament itself, I know opening ceremonies is Thursday morning, and then the opening girls game is St. FX versus Sturgeon at 10:30 in the main gym, and then the boys St. FX taking on Lloydminster. 28 teams, so is it 14 guys, 14 girls teams this year?
It's actually 16 boys teams and 12 okay. senior girls teams. So,
and is there a favorite going in?
The girls' draw, I would definitely say St. Albert Catholic is the favorite team this year. They have a very strong program there. And the boys, I think it's pretty open. I definitely think us at St. FX has a chance this year. And then the returning champions are O'Leary. They'll be strong again. And Ross Shep from Edmonton as well will be strong this year. And I would say St. Francis from Calgary is another contender.
Now, you mentioned, Jeremy, that this is a big deal for the school, so I'm guessing that a lot of the kids stay and watch the games. Is it open to the public to come watch?
Yeah, there is admission, so it's $10 for a tournament pass and $5 for a day pass. We get large crowds in the evenings usually for the quarterfinals and semifinals and finals. And, yeah, it's definitely open to the public.
And the girls' final goes Saturday at 6. The boys' final is also Saturday at 8 p.m. And you've got a slam dunk competition going Friday. The athleticism of the kids nowadays is freakishly exciting to watch. Any front runners in the dunk competition?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure who the front runners are. I think right now we have 12 boys entered into the competition. Some of the returning players from O'Leary did well last year, so I'm sure they will. I guess I would say they're the front runners right now, but it's dunk contests are always kind of a crapshoot, so we'll see what happens.
Who's judging that?
We'll have one media person from North Pole Hoops, and then probably 2 alumni players that are currently playing college basketball.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, Jeremy, sounds like a great event. Good luck with everybody at St. FX for the 17th annual Mike D. Basketball tournament that starts on Thursday.
Awesome. I appreciate this. Thanks very much.